This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, Monday. Let's do this thing. July 21st, 2025. We're Grant and Danny. You are listening live to The Fan. It's a good sports week in D.C. The Commanders back to work at training camp starting tomorrow. The Nationals' second half is underway. Their homestand continues. The Cincinnati Reds are in town. We're with you in the Navy Yard until 6:30 tonight right here on your flagship home for the Nats and the Caps. We will have tickets to see Wiz Khalifa at 4 o'clock out of the Beltway Blitz. Eric Flack stops by at 3 with the latest on everything going on with the stadium, the involvement of Donald Trump. And at 5 o'clock, George Perry, former Redskins executive, back when they were the Redskins, who is now a professor at Christopher Newport, heavily involved in the marketing department way back when. We'll talk to him about marketing moving forward with the name and whether or not he thinks anything could be shifting with the president's involvement. Hello, Daniel.
Hey. What the hell is going on? You ever watch The Office, The American Office? They went for like a bunch of seasons.
Talking about the show that everybody watched a million times?
Yeah, you ever see that one? There are probably too many episodes for you to have gotten into it. Did you?
Kind of like Seinfeld, where you don't need them to build on each other. It's just like on and it's background off, noise at any moment and you laugh or you don't.
There's one episode in particular where Jim, who looks at the camera, like normally he does the smirk or whatever, where it's so chaotic. Everything is crazy. Everything's standing on its head that he turns and he goes, what is going on? And he can't get over it. Can't figure out what's happening. That's me pretty much over the weekend. I mean, my head is spinning. I'm swimming. I don't even, like, we're supposed to come on and express opinions. We're supposed to have great conversations to entice people to continue listening and participate. Like, I don't even know where to start. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, today is one of those days where I'm a stick to sports guy. I believe in the old sticking to sports. You come here for steak, we cook you some steak. We try not to throw burritos or hot dogs at you.
I would love some steak right now.
At the steakhouse. But you can't stick to sports me today. I stay in my little area. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. You came into my area, okay? This is my little spot. Mm-hmm. This is what I do. I push my glasses up on the bridge of my nose, and I clickety-clack on my laptop. And now you've decided, with all that space out there, to sit on my hands while I type. So there's not a lot I can do. So don't stick to sports me today. I'm going to be talking about the Commanders and their stadium and Terry McLaurin and the team's name. And there's just no way to... Occasionally, like, the two things just become the same thing. It melts into one.
Right.
You can't peel the politics and the sports out of this little situation we got ourselves in here.
I mean, it's like an octopus. I mean, it's endless limbs, endless tangents, endless little branches on this tree. Unbelievable.
It's a wacky. So we'll start there. I mean, let's give our thoughts on this. So two comments yesterday from Donald Trump on the Commanders. The first on their name, and then secondly on their stadium. So I guess, Danny, if you don't mind, as Trump.
Sure.
Reading from he's not on Twitter anymore. I don't think he's on some other place that he tweets his takes off. So go ahead and read his comment, if you would, the initial one where he said that they need to change their name.
The Washington whatever should change immediately change their name back to the Washington Redskins football team. This is a big clamoring for this. Likewise, the Cleveland Indians, one of the six original baseball teams with a storied past. Our great Indian people in massive numbers want this to happen. Their heritage and prestige is systematically being taken away from them. Times are different now than they were 3 or 4 years ago. We are a country of passion and common sense. Owners, get it done.
So when I first saw that, and all the beat reporters doing their jobs correctly, sure, posted what he said, and basically just threw something out there like, the president,
he weighs in on this thing.
Just weighed in on Washington's name. I was fine still, because I said, you're not going to smoke me out with that one, guy. I don't have to deal with that very much. Because you can have a take on the name. He's not going to force them to change their name if Josh Harris doesn't want to change the name. There's not a whole lot more to this than Donald Trump wants the Commanders to be named the Redskins. And to that, I would say, me too. It ain't happening. Next, right? But then there was another one, see? And my whole, oh, I don't have to really worry about this. I don't have to comment on this. I don't have to deal with this. This won't ruin my week. That all changed with the next comment from the President of the United States of America.
I may put a restriction on them if they don't change the name back to the original Washington Redskins and get rid of the ridiculous moniker Washington Commanders. I won't make a deal for them to build a stadium in Washington. The team would be much more valuable and the deal would be exciting for everyone. Cleveland should do the same with the Cleveland Indians, okay? Cleveland should. And the owner of the Cleveland baseball team, Matt Dolan, who is very political, has lost 3 elections in a row because of that ridiculous name change. What he doesn't understand is that if he changed the name back to the Cleveland Indians, he might actually win an election. Indians are being treated very unfairly. Make Indians great again. MIGA.
Well, what did you say?
M-I-G-A. MIGA.
Is that a thing?
It wasn't.
So I actually didn't know. A lot of people were tweeting me that. Now, I got to be honest. I stayed away from social media yesterday.
You did a little sprint.
You want to talk about a terrible place to be. I think sports takes get ugly.
Mm.
Just go ahead and post what he said yesterday and say, as a fan of this team, I hate being caught in the middle of the political battle that's waging on, which is essentially what I said. I was called the enemy. I was told to eat a salad a couple hundred times. I mean, you know, well, I won't go there, but just know it was a cesspool yesterday media.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it was tough. But so I missed out. But MIGA means make Indians great again.
It would, to be very clear, because it's understandable, you're a big failure. You don't listen well. Make Indians great again is MIGA. We're looking for MIGA there, M-I-G-A, very much.
Cool. So this is where we are.
Yeah. Okay.
Danny Ruye.
Here we go.
Grant Paulson.
Saddle up.
106.7 The Fan, Sports Talk Radio. Your nice little departure away from the big scary world out there. This is where we are now. So what do you think about this? I mean, I saw Eric Flack, who's going to be on with us at 3 o'clock, who's covering the stadium, who's covering the, I guess there's nothing to cover as far as the name, but now, as of yesterday, it's a story again that will not go away. He tweeted there are actually 3 ways that Trump could kill the RFK deal. Because
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people out there go, well, I mean, he's just saying this, but he can't actually do anything about it. No, in this case, there's actually plenty of ways that he could do something. Number one, an executive action could cancel the lease. Because the team, while they have been leased the land, I should say the city, I beg your pardon.
Right, the city has. Yeah.
The city has been leased the land to build on in Washington, D.C. Think of this as renting a home.
Mm-hmm.
The landlord is still the federal government. So, for lack of a better phrase, the landlord is still Donald Trump, okay? He could sign off on an executive action where they cancel your lease and say, bring the car back that you're renting from us. That house is no longer yours. We're kicking you out. Even though the lease has been signed off on, and we'll get some clarification from this on from members of the city council as we go. But Eric Flack says, number one, he could just have an executive action cancel the lease, and now there's no DC deal to be done. It's over because Trump said so. Number two is the National Capital Planning Commission, which casts critical votes on construction projects, including RFK Stadium. He has appointed all of the people within the last few months to the National Capital Planning Commission. And generally the way that works, again, not a politics guy, just playing one on the radio today, just a boy who likes football, they're probably going to do what he wants, which is one of the committees then that could put the kibosh on a stadium deal. And then we've got number three, according to Eric Flack, which is the Commission of the Fine Arts. Again, Trump has appointed the people to the Commission of the Fine Arts. And you know what they do? They review designs of all D.C. construction.
Isn't that wild?
To sign off on anything being built, essentially, other than homes, I would imagine. Maybe homes were part of it. I don't really know. But certainly on any federal land, they have to say, yeah, we like what that looks like. So when Mitch Rales and Josh Harris and whatever other people are involved in the blueprint come to them and say, hey, this is what we want to build, they could say, nah, can't build that. So there are ways for him to be a fly in the ointment here, to say the least. So I ask you, Danny, how damaging was yesterday?
Nothing has happened yet. But the idea that a window is open or a door is open, and I think of this very selfishly from my point of view, because this is about my sports fandom, right? This isn't like a matter of policy. And again, I'm with you guys in the sense that I hate the bad thing and like the good thing. I agree with you. But when it comes to resolutions that directly affect me as a sports fan, I don't want complication. It's already complicated. The federal government, the city of government, the federal city, the locals, the team, the lobbying, the council. This is already as complicated as anything in the world could be, right? I mean, this literally plays out like an episode or a season of Entourage, a bubblegum fun show that I used to watch on HBO, where pretty much every season was, all right, we got a movie. End of the first episode. Bad news. No movie. Start of the next episode. If we solve this problem, we got a movie. We solved the problem. Now there's no movie. And that was the show. And it was fun, right? Because everyone was attractive and it was in LA and you'd have a bunch of celebrity cameos. And it was bubblegum over in 30 minutes. But the writing was lazy. This is lazy writing. See what I'm saying? Like, this doesn't feel real. This feels like a bad script that doesn't make any sense. In other words, whether you like the content of what the president is saying or not, you should not want more complication to this. You see what I'm saying? You don't need more obstacles. If your goal is a good stadium for the football team, it got more complicated. That to me is immediate. I have a button, good or bad. Smack that bad button. No. Less complication. Figure it out without whatever this fourth dimension is, right?
It's funny because I think everyone always wants to put you in a box. Everyone's trying to figure out, like, what do you think? What side is this person on? If I could touch a button and they'd be called Redskins again, I would hit the button. Now, I would want to do some more due diligence to make sure that there are enough people in the Native American community that are either willing and wanting the name to be back or that are unbothered. If it is an issue, then we could have that conversation. But my reality has always been it's not going back. I don't know who else needs to weigh in on this. I don't know how many times we need to talk about this. I feel like we're blue in the face on this issue. It is what it is. Some guy's yelling at me like, I can't believe you don't want the name to be Redskins. Bro, I've moved on. It's not that I don't want to. This is what being a grown-up's about. Every now and then you lose, and you move on. And I think most people probably have. I lost. I wanted it to be Redskins. The reason it wasn't was mostly, I think, because Dan Snyder was an insufferable human being and people hated his guts. There were other reasons. It's not going back. But here we are, Danny, in July, late July of 2025, still talking about this. Mm-hmm. Do you know how much money I would have lost if you would have said 3 years ago, we're going to be talking about the name, and it's going to be essentially the hottest that it's been as a topic in years in late July of 2025? I say all that to say Josh Harris has spoken on this. Mitch Rales has public comments on this. They've all said the ship has sailed. They've all said they're not going back. Could that change if the president strong arms them or now says, hey, this is the time, let's change it? I guess it could. But until one of them comes out as owners publicly and says, we'd like to change it, or that they're willing to change it, they're already on record. They've already spoken and said, Commanders is here to stay. Move on. And so that's exactly what I'm doing. I didn't take these comments initially yesterday as meaningful, because I think it's just kind of what Trump does. I think he's just tweeting. He's just saying something that was on his mind. And then we all go crazy reacting to it for an extended period of time. In fact, some of his advisors have said this publicly in books and things that I've read, where the philosophy is throw as much stuff out there as possible. You can't keep up with everything. And then you kind of pick and choose what you end up really making the thing that's going to be worthwhile to keep pushing forward, right? I just think that's what happened yesterday. I think the team, the fan base, you guys, unfortunately, you and I, Danny, we all kind of get caught up in the middle of the storm here, which was... This was just the thing he tweeted
right
about.
Usually it's a matter of policy that we're not talking about on the old radio program.
Exactly.
But this is where my favorite football team is going to play their home games. So all of a sudden, you have to scramble. You know what I mean? Like you simply have to react in some way or have to have an idea about it.
Both sides do this. He just said something to get some high fives and to throw some meat out to his base, basically. Should we prescribe a lot more meaning to it than that? I would say no. But I will say the Eric Flack tweet today is where I have pause, where I go, wait a second. This is worse than I thought.
Right.
If he decides, now I think he's forgotten he tweeted it and he's on to the next thing, but if he decides that he does not want this stadium deal to go through unless they change the name, in the same way, if you remember, the team couldn't get a stadium in D.C. until they changed the name before, if that's annoying, then welcome to my life because I'm stuck in political purgatory and political hell. Where you're just being used as, you're like kids in a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's like to be a fan of this team, basically. That my name, my stadium, it's all just two sides fighting, and I'm just in the middle running back and forth every 4 years, basically. But I kind of dismissed it. I was like, that's just theater. It's just a comment. I'm not going to think too much about it. But then you hear, actually, he could 100% stop this stadium deal from happening.
Right, as any president could.
Oh, boy.
There are means at their disposal to do
things. Yeah, but nobody would have done that yesterday.
Well, yeah, post on the thing, but I mean any president could say that this new building that we want to build or that people want to build, we're not doing that, and use the Fine Arts Commission or whatever. I mean, the point is the relationship between the federal city and the federal government is always, there is oversight and there's always something else that can happen.
But Trump was at a press conference with the team with the Commander's helmet and Josh Harris shaking hands 6 weeks ago.
Oh, totally.
After the federal government gave them the land and at no point brought up the name or had any issue. In fact, there was actually a press conference off, you know, right outside of, I don't know if it was Air Force One or whatever, but you remember this. Mm-hmm. We played the audio where he was asked about the name. This was going back like a month ago. There was no ultimatum. My point is, I don't think he cares that much about the name. I certainly don't think he cares that much about the stadium. But for whatever reason, yesterday at 2:00 or whatever it was, it became a very big deal to him. I'm just assuming this is not something that's actually going to be on his radar and that he cares a whole lot about. I think it was just...
I think it's a fair assumption.
He just tweeted, and now it's the biggest deal in the world to everybody that has to live with
it. To us little peons. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, again, the thing that I wonder is, what is the team thinking today? Like, what is Mark Klaus, who came from Campbell's Soup, just to try to get a stadium and a couple of sponsorships?
He wants to schedule a commercial with Donovan McNabb's mom today.
Like, do you think
he just wants to go back to Campbell's Soup?
He
so
misses
bad.
Chicken noodle right now. I mean, what is he supposed to be doing? I mean, it's already like, let's pretend the president never said a word. It's already, you're doing Matrix style dodging and shenanigans and time warping and all sorts of crap just to deal with the city council, right? Just to do that part of it. Just to try to lobby everybody, pressure everybody, get what you want, greasing every wheel. He's already done yeoman's work, and from the team too, all their hired lobbyists and consultants and whoever, to get the land, to get a unanimous 11th hour or midnight hour donating basically the land for free to use for the city government. Really valuable waterfront real estate to allow D.C. to do what they want with it, with the idea that it's going to be a stadium. That was a Hail Mary. Getting the council on board is damn near impossible. Getting everybody to agree to stuff. Then the actual deal itself that they hammered out with the mayor, duly elected, etc. All this stuff is incredibly complicated and why you earn a lot of money. Now you add in this layer, they're probably going, are you bleeping kidding me? We now have to have responses. We now have to share our views on this or not, or now we have to grease wheels at a whole other office. I mean, the endless amount of headaches that it's taken to get the thing that everybody wants, I can't imagine it. I mean, it's why, listen, they're billionaires, they'll be fine, but my God, man.
Well, yesterday's two posts by Trump have me now at a conclusion of how I want all of this to go. I am ready to slam my gavel. I think I've got my stadium take ready to go, and I'm going to give it to you next. But we'll open up the phones at 800-636-1067 against our better judgment. 800-636-1067 is the number. Let's all be nice. Let's all be friends here. Just a bunch of pals talking about sports. We could do this together, right? The question for you guys is, how big of a deal was yesterday? How much is it actually going to change this team's quest to get a stadium deal done in D.C.? Is there a chance it helps that the city council, just out of spite, now gets its butt going, gets its act together, actually decides to get something done here? Or could this be problematic? And specifically the stadium. I don't think the name thing's real or necessarily a thing, but maybe people disagree. 800-636-1067. You're listening to Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Thank you for making the show part of your day. Means a lot. You can watch us in high definition on our 106.7 The Fan YouTube page if you want to do that. Listen to the show wherever you go on the Odyssey app. And of course, if you're in the DMV, just tune us in on 106.7 on the radio. So Danny, I'm going to wait to see if this blows over. I think there's a very real chance that this is kind of the peak of whatever involvement Trump plans on having federally, that nothing else comes out of this. We just go back to this being covered from the standpoint of the D.C. City Council versus the mayor and whether the team can get enough votes to get this thing across the finish line. And yesterday was just kind of, you know, much ado about nothing. I think that's very possible. So I'm going to wait and just see, is it actually going to rain or are there just some ominous clouds overhead? Mm-hmm. But if it starts to storm, and if this actually ends up being reality, that Trump's plan is to not allow this deal to go through unless they change the name. Again, coming from a guy who wishes the name was Redskins, but has understood the reality for some time is that it's not going back to Redskins. Then I'm ready to just go back to Maryland. Then I am just saying, I'm done with this. It's exhausting. It's exasperating. Would I prefer to be at the RFK site? Yes. Do I think that's the best case for fans and for the team and for everybody? Absolutely. But if Maryland wants to play ball and I can build myself a Taj Mahal and I'm going to have more real estate around there to do cool restaurants and bars and footprint anyway, then I'm going to be able to tailgate, which I'm not going to be able to do at the new beautiful stadium on the water. And I don't have to deal with the federal government, and I don't have to deal with the D.C. City Council, which has been a gigantic pain in the ass as well. It's just less hoops to jump through. It's so much easier. They're ready to hand you money. Is it ideal? No. It kind of stinks, but the stadium won't. The stadium would be amazing. And for most of us that have been going out to the stadium anyway, what's the difference? I mean, most of the people who say, like in your case, as an example, I'm not going to go to the stadium if it's in Maryland, you're already not going. You know, I would say
right, I would go if it was in a good place.
Right, but you don't go now, so we're not losing anything.
Right, but you've lost a lot, and you're the whole point is to broaden the tent again.
Sure, that would be nice. I'm trying to. If it becomes impossible to do that, I'd like to broaden the tent. They're not letting me broaden the tent. Mm-hmm. Okay,
no, the obstacle's in your way.
I got my hands tied behind my back and my feet tied together. I put up a college try. I gave it a good fight. It's past July 15th. I still got the same four city council saying yes, I don't have anybody else crossing, and now I've got someone saying they're not going to allow this to happen unless they change the name, which, barring a change from ownership, and I don't know if you've heard anything, nope. I certainly haven't heard that they're changing their mind on this, that's a non-starter for them. They don't plan on changing the name back.
Well,
we're going to actually have someone on from the Redskins, former marketing executive, who's now a professor at Christopher Newport, because I actually think one interesting question is, in a world, hypothetically, where they were to change the name back, which, again, I don't think is happening, but just play along with me, would the companies that forced them to change their name last time because they were pulling their products, because they weren't selling their jerseys, because they didn't want to be associated with the team, if the president of the United States is saying you have to change the name back and the country is in a different place 5-7 years later, whatever it is, would those companies still pull out again? Like, does FedEx or...
Right.
You know, name Nike or whoever else it was, do they do the same thing because they still think the name's offensive? Because if the answer to that is no, well, then maybe that changes the algorithm a little bit. But we'll ask him that at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, again, you have to chase down every branch, right? Every little offshoot of this, you have to go and sort of figure it out and address it and deal with it, et cetera. I don't know how to feel in terms of what this means. I don't have a better soliloquy than that. I mean, for me, I will never get on board with going back to Landover, Raljohn, wherever it is. I don't care how long it takes or what nonsense you have to go through. But, you know, that's me. If there's a different site in Maryland I don't know about, we can talk about that. It's not the state. It's that spot. But just in terms of this specifically, like, you have to now translate things if you're the team or if you're an advocate. In other words, you have to go and do what you did. You went, and I'm not ripping you, I'm simply saying, you went, yeah, I'm not really taking this one too seriously until something changes. They now have to scurry and discern that. How real is this threat? Do we need to get Roger Goodell on a conference call and find out what rules? Like, does Dan Snyder still own the brand that is Redskins? Do we have to do anything with him? We have to get that little twerp on the phone from his yacht? Like, what steps have to be do we need to have all these ducks in a row?
Do you even think they're doing that?
I have no idea.
My guess is they probably did that early on, before Commanders took a little more. Like, the cement has hardened on the name, not just based on one prolific season on the field.
Kind of.
That helped the name, which I don't like and you don't like,
mm-hmm.
and I wish would go away, and you even more so wish would go away. But time is really what hardens that cement more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You just kick the can down the road a couple times. This was my fear. All they got to do is keep dragging out the shot clock. And eventually, like, go back to the beginning. I was as hopeful as anybody else. He never wore Commanders polos. Josh Harris never said Commanders. He said Washington. And I was like, he's going to change the name. I thought for sure they were going to change the name. And then I started to have some conversations with some of the folks involved in ownership, you know, not on air. And it was pretty clear that was not the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see they actually come out and say otherwise. By the way, the polling in the Post is changing. it's still unpopular. I think the majority of the fan base still wants a new name, mm-hmm. the old name back specifically, but a different name. But whatever the percent was 16, 17 months ago that liked Commanders, it's a lot higher now. Nikki Javala had the numbers and posted them yesterday.
Yeah, Daniel's jersey sells like hotcakes, and you know, all of a sudden
the fan base has gotten younger.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think that's definitely a thing. But yeah, I would like to get to a point where we could grow the base back in size. I just think it's the smallest the fan base has probably ever been. There's immense passion from the people that are still here. Mm-hmm. And I think there's even some new people. I just think you lost more of the older guard
right.
than you have welcomed in new fans of this team. But what do you make of how many people are out there like me that say, basically I've just been beaten into submission, where I just want a stadium. There's never been a harder deal to make for yeah. any team in any league than this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that was going to be the case because it's DC, man.
But you didn't know this. Who could have known this?
But not this.
Yeah.
And you have two options, I think. You mm-hmm. could wait a few years until somebody else is in charge at the White House and hope that it's different. But now you've just kicked the can down the road on a stadium in DC. They want to play in 2030, 2031. You're talking about 2034 now, 2035 before that happens. I don't think that's realistic. Or you can just pivot back to Maryland if this is actually something that they're concerned about. It might not be. They might just kind of say, oh, yeah, sure, roll their eyes and just get back on the phone with the city council.
I think there are some. I don't think it's that overwhelming a percentage, but there definitely are. I mean, I've heard Linnell a lot. As a young person that doesn't have any affinity for RFK, it's just a three letters to him. He didn't care. He never went, never saw it, just heard about it from old people like me, how great it used to be. And I think for a lot of the fans, if you are young and passionate and the only RFK memories you have are older brothers or uncles or dads or grandpas talking about how great RFK was, you don't care. You would just go, I just want a stadium. Enough of this. Whatever this is, enough. I don't like it. I don't care. So I think there's a percentage. But anybody that's got any memory of both knows about RFK. And again, by the way, this ideal that people are holding up, like it's going to be the same thing. It's not. It can't be. That building wouldn't be up to code. You can't make the stadium bounce the same way. It's like a fire hazard or whatever the hell, you know? But you still could build something really special in a place that everyone wants to go to and a hub that's convenient, quote unquote, as convenient as anything can be around here in the DC area, but convenient for Maryland, Virginia, local residents, everything that you'd want on that campus that you would go, not even on a game day. That's the ideal, and that's why they want it there so bad. And that's worth a lot of hassle. I don't know about this, but it's worth a lot of hassle to a lot of people.
Did you ever see the movie Moneyball? I'm sure you did.
Of course, yeah.
It was really good. So there's the daughter of Billy Bean in that movie. This little girl sings mm-hmm. this song where she's like, I'm just a little bit caught in the middle. Like, I am old enough to remember years ago when I couldn't get a stadium in D.C. until my team changed its name. Now I can't get a stadium in D.C. until it changes its name back. Like, put yourself in the shoes of a fan of this football team.
Yeah.
I had to change the logo because it was offensive. Then I had a member of the Senate who wouldn't allow me to do something else because changing the logo was offensive to the people who you changed it because they were offended. That's not even to talk about the local politics at play within the D.C. City Council and the mayor squaring off on this stadium dispute. I'm telling you, we are the Washington political hostages. It stinks. This is supposed to be the thing that gets me away from all of this. Nobody else deals with this. Name another fan base. Name another city where they deal with this to this extent. It's just outrageous. Let's go to Caleb in Fairfax on GND. What's up, Caleb?
Hey, Grant, Danny. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, buddy.
So I think, Grant, you've nailed the nail right on the head. I just want to come out and say it. You brought up the fact that he throws things out there all the time to kind of what I think Steve Bannon refers to as flooding the zone. It seems pretty apparent the difference between his comments weeks ago where he didn't have this ultimatum and now all of a sudden he does. What's hot in the news right now? He's got a really serious controversy and tangible evidence relating to the Epstein stuff. And I think that's what everyone should be focusing on, not the team name. I think.
Well, not on this station, we shouldn't. I'll be honest. And I appreciate the phone call. And everyone on both sides of this thing is allowed to have their opinions. Respectfully, and hopefully you can respect, we're trying as best we can to make this about football. So, there are bigger deals in the world in a lot of capacities than if Terry McLaurin's going to sign or not. We live in a little tiny bubble here.
Yeah.
where our bubble's been invaded, by the way, with pitchforks and you know, bayonets. Our bubble popped. I'm like Glinda the Good Witch, man. Pop. We just want to talk about football. But, yeah, there are more important things out there. I don't know. I don't know why yesterday was the day to fire those things off.
You never know.
I don't know how it happens.
How could anyone know, by the way? Seriously, how could anyone go, I know the reason. Respectfully, you don't. It's as good a theory as any, but who knows?
Let's go to Josh in Mount Vernon. Do you think yesterday actually ends up becoming a thing, or do you think it was just kind of, you know, a few hours of controversy and 3 weeks from now we'll have moved on?
Oh, yeah. Everybody was like, all right, they were like, the name's not going to change, so all right, we're sticking with it. Now this just gave us a pulse again. You know what I mean? Like, the president of the United States just told us to change our name. Why wouldn't we do it? You know what I mean? We already got the uniforms. How sick would Jaden Daniels look in a Redskins helmet? We got to bring he requested to bring it back. Hey, we got to follow our commander-in-chief.
Thank you, buddy. Because that's the thing, is no matter how many times it hit, and here's another angle on it, this discussion had been put to bed. It was to the point where I go, this is 14 years ago. I said, I can't have another one of these conversations about, they should keep the name Redskins and put a potato on the side of the head.
Yeah.
What's that sound? Danny's neck snapping. No, I can't anymore. I can't. Right. This is a decade and a half ago we did that.
I feel like I need to keep prefacing this for my like fan card or whatever, that I wish the name was Redskins still and I don't like the name Commanders. But I would be willing to bet that guy's like, hey, we got to follow the Commander-in-Chief. Is that what he was saying like 6 years ago, 8 years ago, whatever it would have been, with another president suggesting they should change their name? You know, I feel like a lot of the times when people say they don't want you to talk about things other than sports, and we're really good at that on this show, today we kind of don't have a choice.
Yeah.
But what they really mean is they only want you to stick to sports unless you're going to say the thing they agree with.
Yeah, people want you to agree with them.
So like as an example, this idea of, just for myself, like I go, I don't think someone in the government should be getting involved in what the name of a team is, or you know, with any company privately run, like telling me how to run it or how not to. But then occasionally they want to do the thing that I like, and it's not as annoying anymore. You see what I'm saying?
I see exactly what you're saying.
Like someone just sent me a tweet from 2013, and I don't know what's real and what isn't, and what's fake and what isn't. But it's you want to read this as the President of the United States, and in your
I got it right here.
You got it.
This is from 2013.
October 8th, 2013.
President should not be telling the Washington Redskins to change their name. Our country has far bigger problems. Focus on them, not nonsense.
It's just, you shapeshift enough years and like the same people that are going to be mad in 4 years. Let's say they change the name. Do we think it's just over? That's my other big question.
Yeah.
They're back to Redskins.
What is time?
They
it's
get
a
their
flat
stadium oh, deal in D.C. Now someone else is in charge from another party. Are we, again, remember, we are the Washington political hostages. Am I having to change the name again? Is this like, you know, what is it? They're always trying to repeal healthcare or whatever the, how many things that Biden signed has Trump gotten rid of and vice versa? How many things that was Trump won did Biden get rid of? It's, you know, is this one of those where on day one, they're going to be the Commanders again? I will sign it into law. Like, we are being caught in the middle of mom and dad, which is the two political parties, screaming at each other. We are now a thing.
Like, can they beat the Eagles? You see what I'm saying? Like, can we do...
This will make you wish you could hear us talk about Terry McLaurin again today, huh?
Golly.
800-636-1067. Eric Flack's been covering this all along for Channel 9. Want to get a real reporter on who can give us some details on whether or not this is a legitimate threat to the stadium deal. We're also taking your calls on the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you see Jeremy Fowler's report over the weekend on ESPN that the Commanders and Terry McLaurin continuing to close in on training camp without a deal? He says the Commanders, best he's heard, are not close to $30 million in what they want to pay McLaurin. That's pretty jarring.
I wonder what not close could mean. Does it mean 22 or does it mean 29? Like, I wonder.
Well, 29 is
too close. But 27 and a half, 28, I don't know.
I guess it's possible there's some wiggle room there, like 24 versus 26 versus 27. But anything 30 and under is well below market. Like, to me, it doesn't matter, honestly, if it's 27 or 29. We've now seen comps of Terry McLaurin get $32 and $33 million a year. So if they're not close to 30, however you want to decipher that, that's insane. And this is coming from someone who thinks what they're doing is pretty good business to not just hand out a blank check to a guy who's going to be a 30-year-old wide receiver. But I'm very, very surprised by that if that's the case. We'll get into that in just a little bit. Remember, top of the hour, Eric Flack. He had some reporting today on what is actual and what isn't in the way of the power of the president at putting a stop to a D.C. stadium deal. Let's go to Sean in Falls Church. Let's go rapid fire here. Sean, do you think yesterday's actually going to be a problem for D.C. in getting its stadium?
I think that it really kind of comes down to Mendelsohn and Bowser not playing well. I never thought I'd be jealous of Titans fans right now, but I think that's where we're at.
That's hilarious.
Very much so.
I don't even like country music. It's gotten to that point. It's just unfortunate. I think that really it's Mendelsohn and Bowser. Just like you put it together so that we don't have to get to the president stepping in. That's where I'm at.
So that's an interesting point, and I think there's something to that. I'm going to kind of make both arguments, right? Obviously, there would be no stepping in if the D.C. City Council just came to the table, voted, and moved it along. But isn't it their job to not just do it that willy-nilly?
To a degree, yeah.
It's been 8 months, by the way. It's been a few weeks.
Right.
And if you compare it to the Nats Park vote or the any stadium vote in D.C. or even the Titans or the Bills, it's not like they're taking longer. I mean, they're still many, many months away from how long those things were discussed.
That's
and
right.
planned. So while I am team get your butt together and get your act together and get off your butt, with the D.C. City Council, and I'm annoyed that they haven't said yes. The idea that, like, oh, well, they didn't do their job, so now the president's involved. Well, I don't know if that's completely true.
Right. So the potential silver lining would be if the ultimate bully pulpit, that's the presidential office. I mean, there's nobody higher, right? At least here in the country. Maybe that forces a bit more urgency. Because I think the complaint of a lot of folks, whether you agree or disagree on a matter of policy with the Charles Allen or whomever, what they want, what they don't want out of a stadium, the frustrating thing a lot of times is, come on, where's my debate? Where's my forum? Where's my action? All we see is the occasional, well, this was on the docket, H.R. 1527. Now we've moved it to H.R. 1443, and it's going to be, oh my God, hurry up and debate it. Go. Because this is a big thing to us. Right, I know that they're balancing a bunch of other factors, and they're dealing with their wards and their a different fiscal policy for the city. But this is our special thing, and it's not going quick enough. So, like, maybe that's the urgency. There's your swift kick to the tuchus.
Let's go to G and DC on the fan. Hey, G, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
Hey, man. I bet you. How much y'all want to bet that the name coming back? You know why? I'll tell you why. Because it's timing. And when you say stuff and how. He wasn't supposed to say it then. But he said it, and I read the book, The Art of the Deal, in high school. So I got some inside information. But number one, Trump listened to our president listened to the people, not the D.C. bureaucrats. Number two, a lot of effort went into getting that name back in 1933. 100 years almost that name been around. So it doesn't make common sense. But the Native American was honored. It was a ceremony by their organization when that name was announced. So what do the Native Americans get if this deal go through? It's like they got stripped by their name. Now they get nothing. Stadium moves on, new name, new stadium. Native Americans get nothing.
Then, well, let me ask you this. Right. So we're off the beaten path a little bit here. Let me ask you this. If they change the name back, let's say you win the bet. I'll bet you a dollar, but whatever. Let's say you're right. I don't think it's happening, but we'll just say it does.
Okay.
Is it just the Redskins forever? Like 4 years from now, if some other president from the other party is in charge, you don't think, like, it's only been several years and we've seen they have to change the name, they don't have to change the name. They have to get a new logo, they shouldn't have changed the logo.
Why not?
You don't think this is cyclical and just going to keep going back and forth?
Not going to happen because all the corporate donors now are not threatened by the bureaucrats in D.C. because it's a whole new administration. So once the corporate endorsements get back.
But the administration doesn't exist in perpetuity. Other people get elected and voted in. The next group might pressure them. It sways.
The corporate endorsements was forced to name. The bureaucrats was trying, but until the corporate endorsements had an issue, I'm not going to say their names, but now that this new administration, we're back into a common sense world now.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, your vision of this common sense world, it's 4 and 8 years at a time. So what if your non-common sense, philosophy, takes back over in 4 years?
Well, that's not going to happen because...
Okay, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's the one he doesn't want to answer. That's the point here is if you allow this precedent, you open up this can of worms, then whoever comes in next goes, I'll cancel the lease unless you change this.
Right.
And nobody should want that. No one should be going, that's the only time that the government should brush up against the team is, hey, man, we need this ground to put this building up. Sorry, we have to talk to you. Sorry to bother you, but we got to negotiate something there. That's the only time it should be. Other than that, you go, please play the sport, pay your taxes on time, and we'll tune in Sundays. But you open this precedent where this is just another signature on day one of the new person in office that doesn't think like you do. Like, that's inevitable. People shouldn't want that.
I also just love the reaction. You would think if you're not listening and you're just looking at social media, like you and I hate the name Redskins and would never want them to go back to that. But it's just not that simple. Where I guess people just want you to say, basically, like, this is the best thing ever. The government should get involved and change the name. You'll have to forgive me for not throwing that party. Even if this time my want and their want are the same, I've got a little bit of consistency with me that says, can anyone have a little forethought or vision that's actually bad? Because as soon as the person that you disagree with is in charge, they're just going to do the same thing. You know, people talk about, like, oh, well, pack the courts. You don't think the next group's going to add three more? You got to think about these things. People don't seem to care about that. Let's talk to Eric Flack, get some details on if Trump actually wanted to stop this stadium deal from happening, how that would come to fruition. We're Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.